The UN can be a tough crowd. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a tough crowd for President Bush at the UN yesterday. He talked about how the U.S. wants only peace for the Middle East and that we had no objection to a peaceful nuclear program in Iran, but only tepid applause from the assembled delegates. At least, though, there was a full house to hear what he said, which was not the case when the president of Iran got up to speak. The chamber was half empty as President Ahmadinejad claimed his country's nuclear dabblings are transparent and perfectly peaceful. He said Iran didn't deserve the treatment it was getting at the UN and that the United States was using the Security Council as a tool of, quote, threat and coercion. Well, he should know something about threat and coercion. In fact, this year, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution describing Iran as one of the world's greatest violators of human rights, including persecution of religious dissenters, journalists, students, clerics, academics, and even bloggers, disqualification of all women from the 2005 presidential elections, arbitrary trials, and the use of torture. And we're talking old school here, as in flogging and amputations. At least Mr. A didn't claim to be surrounded by a divine light, as he did after last year's UN speech. Didn't even try to lead a reprise of death to the Pope. Instead, he merely asked God for the return of the perfect human being promised to all, and that God make us among the Savior's followers, unquote. And if God refuses, well, I guess Iran will just have to arrest the Almighty, lock him up, and cut off a finger. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.